The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right. We are back on. It's great to be back in the studio. We were at the UF Center for Real Estate Studies Trends Conference last week up in Orlando. I want to thank Tim Becker, Nikki Wagner, and the whole team up there for helping us get our technology correct. We've got a great show for you today. We've got my good friend Adam Lipkin on. We're going to talk about a great way to finance your commercial real estate rather inexpensively relative to other ways. So we're going to talk about that. He's Mr. CPAC, CPACE. What is that? CPACE, all right.
The CPACE guy.
He's the CPACE guy. That's going to be his brand. The only thing missing is the mustache, and he'd be the Marlboro man. So then we're also going to talk in the second half. I'm going to talk about what I've learned at the conferences I've been to in the last couple of weeks, which focused on real estate that's owned by banks and multifamily capitalization and development. So it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to talk about great things that will help you make money today. You could use the stuff we're going to talk about today to make money later on today. It's an awesome thing. Wanda, you ready to rock the house? Let's rock the house, and we're going to come back with my good friend Adam real quick. So, Wanda, take it away. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that song. Oh, man. I am such the Journey guy. I've got such great memories and such great stuff from Journey. And when we're talking about Journey, let's journey on in our cars. When we do that, you know what we do. We journey with Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You're going to get that great store up in Gainesville that sells Audis. And down in Key West, they sell all kinds of great nameplates. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, or red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. This Saturday at their Lamborghini store out on, I think it's at Griffin and 75 is where it is, Griffin and 75. They're going to have a great event, so make sure you check it out. I'll be there at the Warren Henry Supercar Saturday. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
A new season, a fresh start. And this season, don't miss out on must-see matchups at Marlins Park. Single game tickets are on sale now to watch Miami battle postseason contenders. Cubs, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. It's the return of baseball season in Miami, and we're just getting started. Purchase your tickets at marlins.com/tickets.
Hey, everybody. If you need a loan, I can help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're private lenders. Means we can, one person makes the decision. We'll commit that day. We'll close in a week and we'll do construction financing. We'll help you refinance your project and take some cash out. We'll finance somebody that has bad credit. We'll finance somebody that's from overseas. So if you're having a real estate issue, give us a call. If you need financing at 305-773-6300. We do big, complicated deals. We do easy to figure out deals. Doing a deal right now where somebody's got a $400,000 condo in Edgewater. They want to pull out $150,000. We're going to help them. And when we're done, we're going to help that same person, another person, the building. They've got a $2 million condo. They need $1 million, and we're going to help them. Both of those folks are from out of the country. We're actually working with the developer directly who's helping us process the deal. So if you've got a complex real estate challenge, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with my good friend Adam Lipkin. Adam just came back. He was upstairs lobbying Congress for really important stuff, and now he's back here to help us understand what PACE financing is and how it applies to commercial real estate. And listen close, because this is a way for you to save money. A lot of people are doing it on their house. We're going to talk about how you can do it in your office, apartment, shopping center, all kinds of commercial real estate. Adam, welcome to the show. And do I get to call you the CPAC guy? Am I the CPACE guy? Am I the first guy to do that?
You are unfortunately not the first guy, but you are the best guy. You're my favorite guy, Jim. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's a real honor to be here. I've been following you for a while, so this is great to see it live and be part of where the magic happens.
Hey, it's my pleasure, and here we are. We are in the Magic City. Thanks for giving me the line. I just had to hit it out of the park.
Ta-da.
So thank you, Wanda. Wow, you're the best. We're got to get Fluffy on the radio. She doesn't talk, though, does she?
He does. He only talks when you knock
on the door.
Yeah.
On the door. Yeah.
I'm knocking.
Not do that.
I'm
not
cue.
Allowed to knock on the door. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on here. First of all, why don't you define what PACE is and tell us a little bit about it before we get into how it applies to commercial real estate?
Absolutely. So PACE stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. And I'm going to talk to the folks in government and see if we get it renamed to Property Assessed CapEx, because that's really how we should be looking at it
and
right
CapEx
now.
CapEx means what?
So capital expenditures, right? So let's give you a little background. So PACE is the fastest growing type of financing option in the U.S. today that most of your listeners have probably not heard of yet. So let me tell you a little bit about it and why it's so exciting and why you should pay attention to it. PACE is going to be available to help make your buildings more resilient and more energy efficient. It's going to cover your high-impact windows, your LED lighting, your efficient HVAC units, roof, and a ton of other items. So anybody buying an office that needs to do a value add, put in some work to make it a little bit more relevant, more resilient, same with the shopping center, same with the apartment building, this is going to be a program that you want to pay attention to.
Now, will it work for new construction?
So it will work for new construction, and that's what we're getting a lot of requests for. Big issue right now, Dave, is like, how do you get equity to close that gap of where the lenders are in their construction loan and where you need to be? What we're seeing possible now with PACE is to bridge that gap with anywhere from 10 to upwards of 20% of that capital stack, reducing your equity raise.
Oh, now I'm excited. I lean forward
Good.
In my chair.
That's
I'm
what I was hoping for.
I'm going to ask a question that I don't want anybody to hear the answer to. So Wanda, shut the frequency off. I guess we can't do that. I'm not going to ask the question. I'm going to do it off the air.
Okay.
So you could do apartments like this?
Absolutely.
All kinds of different property
yes.
types? Oh, my God. I guessed my question, but I just mouthed myself. But I wasn't, we're going to have people. What is your phone number, Adam? They need to call you now.
Yeah, seriously. We're gonna talk about that in a second. But for now, you should know that this is going to be the fastest growing type of financing over the next few years. And you will hear about this everywhere.
I'm hearing about it here first. This is great.
It is incredible.
So let's make believe I just bought an office building like the one we're sitting in, which just traded last year.
Perfect.
And they're redoing all of the grounds. I guess
yep.
that's not really. Wait a minute. If you do your grounds and it's, what's the word, zero graphic or something? Zero, with it doesn't need a lot of water.
Right.
So that helps.
So here's what's so interesting. And, PACE is approved now in 33 states. The way Pace works, it's a public-private venture. It's all privately funded, and the group I'm with is part of Hannon Armstrong, which is the largest green energy REIT in the country. Investment grade, trade on the New York Public Stock Exchange, ticker HASI, okay? So we're having the funds that we're going to provide, but the public component of this is through this voluntary tax assessment by which gets paid annually on your property tax bill. So that was a lot.
Well, hold on. I want to buy stock in HASI. The heck with all that. I'm going back to what the stock ticker is, and we're going to do like a real 880 show here for a second. No, but seriously. So go through that slower now. I just bought an office building. I put a first mortgage on it with, I'll make it up, Bank of America.
Right.
And I got 50% because they're real aggressive right now. And I really wanted like 75%.
Sure.
And I've got probably 25% of the, I bought it for $10 million. I'm going to put $2.5 million of improvements in, new HVAC, new interior stuff, maybe some new water systems inside and out. I'm going to harden the windows.
Yeah.
So some of that I could charge through and do your financing, and some of it like carpeting, maybe not, right?
You got it. And let's go through that example. That was a perfect one you just gave.
So high five.
High five. Air five. So let's say you typically are going to get 70%, if you're lucky these days, for your type of bridge loan to buy the office and do the value add plan. Well, you still got to raise 30% of that equity, right? So let's say your total plan is 20 million bucks. Let's say that you're going to buy the building for 17 and you're going to put 3 million into the CapEx program. Okay. So let's say you got that loan from B of A, and let's say the most that you're getting is 70%. So that's 14 million bucks on the 20, which means you have to raise $6 million. What I could potentially do through the PACE program is qualify those capital expenditures that would be related to any energy efficiency or resiliency. So we're talking about those impact windows you mentioned. We're talking about that efficient elevator, the LED lighting, and so much more.
Let me ask you the real question. Does the bank consider that real equity when they're doing their underwriting? And hold on, because I have to hold my breath.
So it's not so much it's equity. They definitely look at it as available for the capital. And what they're going to do is evaluate it in conjunction with everything else they're going to look at in the deal. So because PACE is going to add to the taxes, they want to see how does that impact the NOI, the net operating income. If you still have enough cushion with the PACE annual expense, there shouldn't be an issue because you're adding value to the building by putting in all these measures, right?
But don't they need a certain amount of equity from the borrower just to be not get classified?
Sure. So think about that scenario. Let's say we take that
70%. You talk so fast. You're terrific.
I'm trying to keep up with you, man.
You're terrific. I can't keep up with you. I left my Gatorade in the other room and I only had 72 coffees today. We'll talk about that later.
Let's get some Red Bulls in here. Okay.
You're the best. Oh, well, no, you should stay with the coffee. No. Next half of the show.
How many coffees are we on today? Let's see who has who beat.
Okay, I had two before I left, then one at the first meeting, a second one, a third, a fourth one at my next meeting. And then, of course, my standard one. So five today.
Okay.
But I don't know if any of them were doubles.
Yeah, I actually have you beat amazingly
these
enough.
Baby cups?
Oh, what are you kidding me?
These are little trash cans
of coffee.
Big boy cups.
These are big boy cups. But it's all with like that milk. What were we talking about? Pace. Come on. So back
so
to Pace
back
funding.
To the scenario. So the scenario is as follows, right? What we were talking about is you would have some component of your CapEx included.
You
right?
got to come back. This is your great guest.
This is fun.
It is.
So let's say you take that 70% financing from the bank and we get you 10% more. So you're at 80. Well, guess what? You still have to put in 20%.
Right.
So there's still an equity requirement there. It's not like you're not putting anything, but you just reduced the amount from 30% to 20.
Oh, now I've got an even better question to
Shoot.
Ask. So what I'm just going to have to talk technical real estate stuff. So when I get funding over a bank loan,
yes.
usually it's going to be at a higher interest rate.
Right.
So it's like in the 7 to 10% range, maybe even higher.
Try 12 to 15 for mezzanine financing.
What does this cost?
This is going to cost you under 7%.
Oh, Wanda, get ready for the high five, Wanda, because I'm going to do the high five again. One, two, three, high five. Thank you. That's Wanda's special effect. She loves doing that. So that's amazing.
So this is going to be
half. It helps me lower my cost of capital.
And increase your return.
Say that again.
It's going to lower your cost of capital. It's going to increase your return.
Oh, my God. He's talking dirty. He's talking dirty. Hey, listen, we're up against the break. Can you stick and do another segment? Because I want to, like, do some examples. And we still don't know how to get a hold of you other than, like, flashing the bat signal up.
Let's do it.
All right.
We'll come back.
All right. Wanda, rock the house. We got us a spicy guest here. We're going to have some good times.
It's a one for the money, two for the
We all know by now that Wanda's Elvis's biggest fan in South Florida always got me that prime choice cut, don't you, Wanda?
Oh, yeah. All I right. look for this stuff.
All right, I know that's your thing. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Audi's up in Gainesville and all kinds of great nameplates down in their Key West store. What they've all got in common is they're exceptional cars, but more than that, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family and meet me in person this Saturday from probably 10 to 1 out at the Lamborghini store, Warren Henry's Lamborghini of Broward. They're out on State Road 80, Griffith Road, and I-75. You go out there, you're going to have a great time. Lots of coffee. There'll be coffee out there, and I'll be there too. And you know what else about Warren Henry? Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, do you need capital for your real estate deal? Hey, I got a surprise for you. I've got it. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Yeah, if it's not PACE funding, they call me. If it's PACE funding, I'll call you about it.
You do the senior, I'll do the PACE. How's
okay,
that?
we're gonna do a lot of those together. Actually,
I
tell
think
you,
so.
After every single
so.
Every single person I know, I'm going to introduce you to.
Let's do it.
You got this. Is the real deal.
Let's
I'm very excited about
it.
So, but for us, we're private lenders. We can close in a week. Call us. We'll give you the commitment the same day. We'll close in a week. $1 million, $15 million. Well, we can do that and everything in between too. So, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you've got a client that's from overseas. Maybe you got some bad credit. Maybe you just got a lot of equity in the real estate and you want to pull it out. How do you do that? You call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are having a great time, actually, with my good friend.
I'm going to
give you a promotion. My good friend, Adam Lipkin. Adam is the... What are we calling
him?
The C-Pace guy. That's right. Do it again.
The C-Pace guy.
There you go. We're going to have to do it. We're going to have to get somebody to voice that for him.
I think I could cover that.
I think you probably could.
He could do it himself, yeah.
Yeah, I think he could, too. Okay, so let's go right back into it. You say value-add deals are the most doable. What's a value-add deal?
So a perfect example of a value-add deal is the office scenario we just talked about. Somebody's buying an existing piece of real estate. They need to do lots of improvements. They're going to add value to it, right? That's considered a value-add deal. Pretty simple.
It is pretty simple. Now, we talked about office buildings, but in Miami, especially, you got hotel.
You got it.
Could you knock the ball out of the park?
So that's probably the most requested asset class that we do the best on. Hotels are heavy on the capital intensity. They're going through lots of CapEx with the hotel guests constantly going through there. So obviously there's needs consistently year over year. So to be able to come in and be able to help with like a retrofit of a hotel is something that we could really help out with in a big way.
Yeah, well, a lot of them to keep their hotel on the...
The flag list, like the PIP plan, no, right?
You're too funny. You
the
know
pips.
All my, you know all my little tricks I'm gonna roll at you. You know everything.
Let me say one thing. Because PACE is tied to capital expenditures, all these improvements, it's every asset class. It's your senior living facility, my friends.
Really?
Yes.
So if I'm forgetting to fix my memory care place, you can help me.
We got the answer for you.
I like that one. That was kind of cute, actually. So, here's a great one. So I have a client, they do a retrofit of big box retail. How about big box retail?
So retail and office commercial is so good, not just for the reasons we mentioned, for it's inexpensive, but a lot of times what happens when you do CapEx is your tenant benefits from all these amazing improvements. They have savings on their operating expenses.
That's going to say their occupancy cost goes down.
Exactly. So what we do with Pace, because we're spread out over 20 years and we show up as a tax, is there's an alignment of interest between the landlord and the tenant and the expenditures happening for the building. So what ends up happening is a tenant might see their OPEX go down by, let's call it $30,000, and then they might see a little bit of an increase in the tax from the Pace of $10,000. But guess what? They're still saving $20,000 a year on their gross amount of rent they're going to pay.
So let's make believe I have clients that own 100,000 apartment units, and they do what you call value add.
Sure.
Might that be somebody who you'd be interested in meeting?
I think I might be interested in meeting that person, Jim.
There's the list right there. I'm putting it together while we're talking. This is just amazing. I think you're
so let me just focus on that example too.
You're fun.
Well, that's always important too, right?
Yes.
So on the multifamily side, which you just mentioned, apartments. Think about any portfolio owners. Every year, especially if you have 100,000 apartment units, you know that you have pretty intensive CapEx needs, right? You're going to be spending a lot of money each year. And imagine now if you could use some of that money that's being locked into your reserve account that can now be released because you're going to use Pace to fund some of these improvements.
So let's say that I'm a pension fund.
Yep.
And I just bought a big apartment project in Broward County. Don't
sure.
go reading the Herald today. And this is the perfect example because in that instance, you helped them beat pro forma. They didn't even think about it. This is, I'm going to say it, found money.
Yeah, it is. So think about it. We were just at the UF conference, and we were hearing from a lot of the equity groups that they're really struggling to get to their return expectations. They need to be in the 16 to 18% return range, and they're seeing all these value-add multi-deals in the 12 to 14%. Well, how about if you could reduce your cost of capital to be able to hit that minimum hurdle of 15 or 16%? I think that might be interesting.
Well, I'm very disappointed if you didn't go up and tell them that.
I know. Well, I talked to a few of them about
that. I bet you did. I bet you did. I'm sure you brought your one-inch business cards there.
I brought my little flyer.
That's all.
I had this stuffed away in my pocket. I was like, how about this one pager?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. And if it was really in that pocket, too, it gets a workout, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay because it's important to do those kind of things. And I sit here to make up the list, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, I only have 87 apartment developers that I work with.
Oh, I know you do. So let me say one thing on that note.
It says new construction. Would you do new construction? This helps.
So new construction is probably the most anticipated area that I think Pace is going to be a huge game changer.
Because you can do a resilience. Oh, I got it. Let me try to guess.
Yeah.
So somebody has to go. They got to get something certified that it helps move the needle on water management or energy efficiency or something like that. And then they can do that as a broken out line item in the new construction, just the way the guys do cost seg.
So it's even easier than that. You don't even have to improve.
Boy, are
it.
We talking jargon
no,
today.
No, check this out. It's because it's such a good question. A lot
apologize
of people say,
for all the jargon.
Do they have to increase their cost of their budget to reach a standard? The answer is no. Just by nature of building the code in Florida, you're going to have to do impact windows and impact doors and efficient HVAC units. So you're going to be able to keep your budget exactly as it is. And we're now going to be able to qualify a number of those line items that I just mentioned and use those items to qualify for Pace. Here's the issue, and here's what I want everybody to be aware of. We're going to be fine. It's really getting the lenders to be able to get how this is going to add value. And I would say the stronger the project you
have— How can
they
not understand?
Well, the challenge with Pace is that we're in a priority position because we're a real estate tax. And so the initial question I get from a lender is, wait, you're priming me, okay, which means that you're taking a priority position. But that's only partially true. I act like a tax as well, which means I can't accelerate the amount I have owed. I have a due, like a complete standstill. I have no due on sale. I run with the property, not the borrower. So the only
can
amount,
they sell tax certificates if the person doesn't pay you?
Well, this just becomes part of the taxes. So it would just be paying your taxes. If there's ever a default, we just simply would have to.
So it's like millage. It's like another thing on my tax tear
yeah,
sheet.
It shows up as a non-ad valorem on your tax bill. It's not even a separate item. It just gets added to your initial
this
taxes.
This is exciting.
So what I find is
we should put this on the radio.
Oh,
tell people about it.
What a brilliant idea.
Maybe we'll do that someday.
So I find that that's the one hurdle. And you know what we find is the stronger the project, the stronger the borrower, the more likely this is getting done at the highest level. you know, really, I find that Pace is a lot less stress on a deal than I would say even a subordinate mezzanine financing instrument, which in the event of a default could be accelerated, could have accrued interest, and could be a substantially more tough position.
It creates a lot of problems if you've got a mezz or a preferred equity or a converted.
Oh my God! You know, just because it's
what subordinate. I'm thinking about the down cycle. Like, hey, you can't wait for the down cycles. Things happen. People, every single one of these deals is going
to
have.
And they stop doing work to their projects. And
then it's going to have deferred maintenance. Yep, then people are going to price that in, and then they're going to do it, and they're going to get an enormous discount because they're doing. Oh my God!
But guess what? We don't have to wait for the down cycle
this
because
is you. You're
this
Superman.
Makes sense. Well.
That's no, you're the.
That's what I think in my own mind, but
you're the. Well, you just got engaged, so somebody else thinks that. Congratulations,
like,
by the
you.
Way.
And
where's
thank
she listening?
So
what's her name?
Michelle.
Michelle, you want to say
hello
to Michelle?
She's going to
hate that. You want to say hello to Michelle?
Hey, babe.
There you go. I kind of like that. Wanda made Wanda's day. Wanda knows me. So
we know how there's complementary opposites, right? So I'm the Mr. Public, you know, Facebook. She's the Miss Not Public Facebook. So
that's why she loves you. I'm sure she really loves
you.
Yeah, we all have our faults.
Very lucky.
So then. I'm making a list, okay?
You're checking it twice.
Look, I got like 7,000 contacts, but like I said, I got over 85 people that I do business with every day that do apartments, and every one of them should be doing this.
Well, I got to tell you, when I found out about this, I was so excited to bring a really innovative type of capital to
you
the community.
You left your last job for this.
I did.
Flat.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
And you had a really nice job. I liked your business plan, actually. It was really actually innovative.
I thought this was so exciting. And I always liked the idea of just being able to be on the cutting edge. And I said, you're going to be able to be part of something that I think over the next 7 to 10 years and beyond is going to just, it's going to be really
exciting.
Well,
I wrote on here one of my friends that owns an energy management company. You think they got a couple deals for you?
Sure. Okay. So think about from that note, all the contractors that are doing these solar projects, high impact windows, we become a vehicle for them to sell more of their products.
Oh, hold it. Before we go any further, the guy from Coastal said hello.
Oh,
Marky Mark. So we got to give him a shout out. He's probably driving around town with his lady there, you know, going and getting a drink or a beverage. That guy's on Facebook more than anybody else I know.
Is he? More than us? I don't know.
I don't know about that.
We give him a run for his money.
We do give him a run for money.
Yeah.
So now I've got a list. I've got my friends that buy REO, my friends that buy turnaround retail.
You got it.
I've got my friends that build industrial and hotels.
And apartments. That's a real game changer, too.
Well, you got to let me go down
my
list.
Sorry. Go for it.
I got my friend that builds memory care that's from a family office.
Yeah, didn't you just do a senior deal recently?
Yeah, but I'm having a senior moment.
Okay.
I've got my big apartment guys that are real estate operating companies.
Sure.
That have their 100,000 units.
Yep.
And their 50,000. I've got my equity guy that's building stuff and rehabbing stuff. I've got my development guy who's all over the place who just asked me, can he do something new? Mm. And then the GCs, which, God, I love those guys. I do. I'm actually dressed sort of like a GC today. Got my light blue shirt on.
Just got to get that hard hat on.
I got that, too, but I don't have the khakis.
Okay.
You know, I'm thinking about that. Wanda, what do you think about this? I think that we should get some props in here. Get like a hard hat, get some of my bobblehead dolls, some of my things like this.
Extra stuff. Stuff.
Creating like an environment.
But then it'll take you even longer to set up.
That just means I got to hustle the guy out before me even faster.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
We'll shoo him out.
Okay, so listen, we're going to wrap up. We still haven't told how to find you.
Oh, we do have to cover that. So best way,
this guy's hilarious. Go
on LinkedIn, look up Adam Lipkin, LIPKIN, or you could always call me at 786-563-3529.
Hey, Adam, do you do articles on LinkedIn about this?
I just started doing that, Jim.
See that?
Yeah, it's a
I
good
only
suggestion.
Have 121 articles on LinkedIn.
I'm so far behind. I got to catch up.
That's okay. I've been doing
just
this
one
shift.
Day at a time.
Oh, God. Did I really just say that?
We're going to bleep that out. It's
I
okay.
know. She reached, but I think she missed it. Sorry, Wanda.
This has been fun.
I really didn't. I know. Well, look, I really don't ever do that. That's like the first time, really, that one ever, like, in 10 years, I think I have 457 shows.
Second. Time, but that's good.
I feel honored that I'm the second.
Yeah, you made me forget where
See,
I was.
You,
I
know. You brought it out of him. Great.
What he did was he really made me relax. This was great.
I'm gonna have to separate you two.
I had a good time. Well, he may be able to. I want him maybe to stay. But you want to stay and do some more with me?
Sure.
We'll kick it around because I'm going to talk about. Well, you're a finance guy. I'm going to talk about finding new deals and financing them. We'll talk about. We should talk about coffee again. That was really great. So one more time, they can find Adam. What's your last name?
So Adam Lipkin. And you'll see me on LinkedIn as the C-Pace guy. You can't miss that, okay? Very, very loud and proud.
This
and then
awesome.
My number is 786-563-3529. 3529.
Open your phone so I could take a picture of you while you're talking on the radio. We'll get Wanda in there, too. We'll make her smile.
Wanda,
there you go. I love that.
Want to be in the picture?
Huh? Yeah. No, we'll do another one after this with both of us in the picture, too. But I want to get you. Susan, what's your name of your girlfriend? Lady there? What's
her
name?
Michelle. Just one time is, oh, Wanda.
Boom.
Wanda never
Wanda.
Forgets.
Wanda, one time, that was it. Got to listen to the whole show together.
Wanda, smile back there. There it is. Oh, yeah, I got a good Wanda on that one. Nice. All right, well, listen, we're wrapping up this segment.
This is awesome. Thanks, Joe.
Maybe Adam will stick with us. Maybe not. He is rather pithy, and we kind of like that on this show. So we're giving him an invite to stick with us when we're going to go to the segment where I was going to do it alone. And Wanda will be with us. We're going to have a great time. We'll talk about coffee. We'll talk about where to find real estate deals if they're out there. Where's the beef? We'll talk about that. We're just going to have a great old time. And we're having just the best energy field today here in the studio. I hope you're having a good energy field out there too in the traffic. I know it's not the greatest, but it's staying lighter longer, which means you're hearing me farther away. So Wanda, rock the house. We're going to come back and have some great fun with everybody right after this.
All right. I'm going to be the man who's heaving to you, but I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be
All right, Wanda, that's one of your more eclectic tunes.
The Proclaimers.
Huh?
The Proclaimers.
Oh, well, they're proclaiming.
Yeah, great pair. I thought I'd play a great pair for a great pair.
I thought that was great. We are a great pair.
You are.
You are the best, Wanda. You're always thinking about good stuff like that.
I'm deep.
You are deep. I'm making up a list. You know, I want you to know, Adam, is that I have never made up a list of people to refer somebody to while I was doing the show. That is how impressed I am with the stuff that you're doing, and that's why we're going to talk about it a little more. So make sure you stick with us. If you missed the beginning of Adam's stuff, you're going to make sure you want to hear it. Something else you want to hear? My spot on Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. We got to get Larry back on the show. I'm going to see him tomorrow with the at the Supercar Saturday. I'm going to try to interview him out there. That would be fun. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Catch me this Saturday at the Warren Henry Lamborghini of Broward store out on Griffith Road and I-75. It's a great time. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything in time for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, do you need real estate capital? Well, I've got it. That's right. We're private lenders, and I also have access to some of the best institutional financing that you can find. So if you're looking to build a project, rebuild a project, even if you're looking to find a site for your project, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can do loans as small as $150,000, as big as $15 million, or even bigger. Equity, you heard me talking with, what's your name again?
Adam Lipkin, the C-Pace
guy. I thought
you
were the C-Pace guy.
You got it.
Okay. With the C-Pace guy over there.
Let me also say that we could go as low as $300,000 and as high as $50 million.
Well, you're going to have to hold
that.
Not that
it's a competition.
Yeah, we're going to put you on the, it's different. It's different. It's different.
It is.
We'll do the senior financing.
Oh,
that's okay. I don't mind. Yes, it's a commercial, but we're having fun. We're having fun, and that's what the commercial is. So give me a call at 305-773-6300, because by now, I'm sure you know that when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350.
Now back to your host, Jim Fried.
We are having a great time with Adam Lipkin, and what's your title again?
The C-Pace guy.
Yeah, but you got to go the C-Pace guy.
That was pretty low. That was.
I thought that was good. You're working on it. You're working on it. You're a little higher than I am, but that's good. It's a different voice. So listen, we're the second half of the show. We're going to talk about what I've been seeing at the different conferences, and Adam speaks at the conferences. He goes to them with me. We were just at the UF conference, and you were just in Washington lobbying Congress on a bunch of different issues.
Right.
So let's talk about this. I was up at the IMN bankers and bank executives and receivers. It's the thing that talks about foreclosures and balance sheet debt that the banks carry. And you want to know something? It's the delinquency rate is like the lowest it's ever been. There's no REO. Everybody walked around and said, "Where's the deals?" And the answer was, they didn't have any. One guy, his title of his thing was "Where's the Beef?" And his last thing he said was he'd take a stale bun at this time. One of the other things that we were talking about is what's the impact of increasing interest rates going to be? And so far, it's been absorbed by an increase, a decrease in spreads. But now you're starting to see a little bit of an impact, and it's going to start impacting the appraisals and the cap rates. But, you know, people need to start thinking about what are they going to do with this rising interest rate environment and how they're going to make deals work. And I've got an idea that I just found out about. Sure. What is it, C-Pace guy?
Yeah, it's really being able to have an opportunity now to add value to your property without having to deal with refinancing in a tough market with rising interest rates.
Not even that. When they use you, you can blend their interest rate down. You'll help them lower their cost of capital. I'm giving the pitch for you.
Check this out. And that goes without saying. But you could do this while you're even in the middle of a term, right? So think about all the scenarios. Let's say somebody has to assume CMBS debt. They're 3 years into a 10-year term, and they have to do all this work. Where are they going to get the money? Well, now they don't have to go to partners to get their equity. They could basically use the PACE financing to do all their improvements. So many uses for this. It's incredible.
Yeah, I really think it's a great new financing tool, better than seller financing. And that's another way to buy down your interest rate, is to get seller financing. So there's all kinds of new ideas that are old ideas that are going to come back. So
innovations in financing, you know, you don't find that too often.
Well, that's where my gray hair kind of comes in.
Yeah.
The other thing that they talked about was receiverships and writing, making sure you had the right receiver's letter. The order really needs to be tight. Mm. You know, so that was good. And then the other interesting thing that I heard is that people are actually buying notes at par because they can't originate enough to meet their goals. So there's these origination factories that are going, you know, like a private REIT or the private lender, and then they make something that's probably inside the box for one of the institutions, and they can sell it to the institution. But really what's going on is that the institutions are probably selling more to them. So it's really, really, really interesting, the time that we're in. And I've decided that I'm going to tell my clients that instead of buying cash flow, they've got to build it now. And so what I've done with a couple of my clients, we're doing some consulting work with them. We're going up and taking a look for new projects up in Central Florida and North Florida. I used to live up there when I got out of college. Well, you know, Adam and I go to the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies boards. Yes, exactly. Eat them up. And so we meet people from all around the state that lead real estate, that are at the top end of real estate in their different capacities. We know a lot of family offices, do a lot of business with them. And so we learn what they're looking for. And one of the things that they're looking for is to efficiently deploy capital without taking a lot of risk. And right now it's not clear. So a lot of the people that I know that bought a lot of projects or developed a lot of projects, now is the time to sell. When they sell and somebody buys and they think that they're not able to make an appropriate level of return, I have a brand new idea for them on how to goose the return. Because again, Adam, your program lets people lower their cost of capital above their debt. So it's like cheap equity. Tell me about that.
So think about what ends up happening as a result of bringing PACE into a capital stack. You basically now are having your weighted average cost of capital come down anywhere from, you know, 100 to 150 basis points. That's 1 to 1.5%. Just by nature of lowering your cost of capital, your returns are going to go up. So not only the returns for you as a sponsor, the general partner, but your limited partner is also going to maybe be having an easier time to hit their minimum return threshold, which is, we heard, tougher and tougher to do these days.
Well, you know, and then interest rates going up, for somebody to be able to come into the capital stack with something that helps somebody lower their overall cost of capital by 1 to 1.5% means that they're financing the deal at a level that they would have done 18 to 24 months ago. That gives them an incredible advantage on all of their competitors who are operating with a higher cost of capital. They're passing that through to their tenants who have a higher occupancy cost. My God, I got to keep writing on this list. I got to tell all my friends about this.
So you hit the nail on the head. Like the first movers.
I guess I sort of am right now.
You are. First movers that do this, they win the deal because they could actually pay a little bit more because their cost of capital is going to be a little bit less. Okay. So think about that as well.
What are you kidding me? I just changed the person that's on the top of the list. I got to call him. He owes me a call, too. So that guy's getting a call right after this.
So that's just a couple. Let me tell you just a couple of
features. I'm sorry. I'm doing business. I'm sorry, Wanda.
I'm going to let you flow.
I'm focused.
Focus.
I mean, if people saw the steam's coming out of my head, I'm thinking now.
There's so much to talk about this, but you should know that Florida's a state that's adopted PACE legislation, but you have to also have a county choose to opt into the program.
Oh, that's right.
Because I wanted to cover that.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I don't want people to think they could do this everywhere.
No, for a while it was Dade, but not Broward.
Yeah.
It was going actually municipality by municipality.
So that's how we're doing it, right? And so you got to make sure that you're in a municipality that's opted in, as it's called.
What's opted out? Let's shame the people that aren't allowing this.
Exactly. We really should.
I want to shame them.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to buy a deal in Florida. What municipality should I avoid? I can't believe I just stayed.
So I would say let's focus on what we should look at.
Right? Oh, you're so much better. Yes, we're going to stay positive. So we're positive.
Anywhere in Broward County is fair game for us. Okay. Anywhere in Palm Beach is fair game for us.
You're not mentioning Dade.
So we're just getting into Dade in a bigger way. We're in Miami Beach. We're in North Miami Beach. Okay. City Miami is just now coming online, as well as about six other cities.
Well, they had to get rid of the red light cameras in Miami before they talked to you.
City of Orlando is on board. Obviously just a hot market. We've heard so much going on in Orlando, so much activity.
You drive up there, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So we're getting, I mean, we have a whole government relations team. That's all they do is get counties and cities to opt in. Florida is one of the most important states.
Oh, I have
states.
A great lobbyist to refer you to.
All right. We'll talk after this for sure. I wanted to say, so that's the first thing, obviously. You got to make sure that the property address is in a PACE-approved district. And if it's not, you know, this is happening fast. It might be 3 months out or 6 months out. And the last thing I just want to cover is not only is this something you could use for costs that you may need to incur, but we could actually look back at any costs that you incurred in the last year or even as far as 18 months ago. So let's say you put in those impact windows in your apartment building a year ago. Well, guess what? We could actually get you reimbursed with PACE and be able to maybe pay back your investors early.
Oh, I've got one for you. Let's say that I'm located in the city of Miami and doing my 40-year retrofit. Take it and run. I just wrote that one down with a star.
You got your 40-year recertification in your condo building, right?
Right.
Yeah, you got it. So that's a huge thing.
After Irma. So they did Irma stuff too.
Yeah, yeah.
They're replacing all the windows, the cooling towers, everything. So that's your kind of deal, no?
It's a big need. Obviously, you can imagine a condo association. There's lots of unit owners.
It's a rental apartment. It's the $20 million probably.
Oh, it's rentals are easier. It's one decision maker.
What I'm saying.
So that's a no-brainer. That's easy. But even on the condo side, think about how much this could help for any special assessments.
It's okay.
Right?
I got the condo guy up here too.
We got that as well.
Oh, I got them all.
So, you know, let's say you have a 200-unit building. You got to cover the cost of your chiller, your impact windows. And instead of coming up with 10 grand, you do the PACE program and you pay $800 extra a year on your tax bill. And then when you sell it, you just pay off the remainder. So there's all sorts of uses that we could go through, and you're doing a good job giving me a few scenarios, but I'm trying to cover all the ways that you could possibly put this to use. It's really a new tool to consider on just a myriad of types of transactions.
Oh, I've got an idea. How about if a city is raising their streets like Miami Beach did to make it more resilient? Can a municipal government use this to you know what I'm talking about.
So PACE is going to be more tied to parcels. Let me say it again. Parcels, right? So property. It's not going to be something that we could apply to necessarily like sidewalks, right, or community benefits. This would be more tied to a building that has an actual tax ID because this would be going to the property tax bill.
That's okay. Right? I thought it was a good question.
It was good. It was a great question.
Okay.
Yeah, and hopefully there's some other programs.
Well, you're
that we
supposed
could see
to say, well, that. You say, Jim, that's what infrastructure bonds are for.
Right? I mean, you hope that there's some other ways to come in for that.
So, you just hijacked this whole segment. High five to you.
This
Wanda,
has been
I'm going to give you a headset and we're going to give him another high five right now. High five to you. Thank you. So, Adam, if people want to get more information, you're on LinkedIn. That's a good way to get you, right?
There's a lot of education you need to know about this. Best to go to LinkedIn, look out for me, Adam Lipkin, LIPKIN, or you can give me a call, 786-563-3000. 3529. Happy to answer any questions. It is a new area, so usually there's a lot of questions that come up, and we're really acting as, you know, folks that are going to educate you on how you could use this and actually make it work.
That's awesome. Well, stick with us. We're going to talk a little bit about Vivian and what's going on with Vivian after the break. Adam's part of the team, so Adam, you can stick with us and we can talk about that too.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to I guess you can't really finance a kidney, but that was a great rehab we did on Vivian. That was a surely a value add deal there. So
your
thank
sure
you
will to no. make it happen.
Oh, God bless her. God bless Betty and everybody else. So Wanda,
incredible.
Take it away. We'll be back. We'll talk a little bit about Vivian and also probably about more about how you can save money on your real estate, because this has just got to be rocking.
Awesome. Relax.
Okay, all right. And you know what? I think we'll talk a little bit about coffee, too. We'll talk about more about how we can survive with coffee. And I did Gatorade. I think I'm going to switch. All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. We all know that by now. And the way you do that is you go to Warren Henry. They got all kinds of dealerships everywhere. If you want to meet me, you want to meet Larry, you want to meet the team, we'll be at the Supercar Saturday Saturday at Lamborghini of Broward, which is basically the intersection of Griffith and 75. It's a great time. They have coffee, so you'll have a good time too. You want to come at them. Hey, but when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. We talked about Lamborghini Broward. They have an Audi store up in Gainesville, and of course, they've got their Key West store, which is all kinds of name brands there. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. What's that? That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
New season, a fresh start. And this season, don't miss out on must-see matchups at Marlins Park. Single game tickets are on sale now to watch Miami battle postseason contenders. Cubs, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. It's the return of baseball season in Miami, and we're just getting started. Purchase your tickets at marlins.com/tickets.
Oh, I'm showing Adam the list of blue plate people that I'm.
Gary leads.
Huh? It's unbelievable. This is going to be this. Your thing is for my friends and my clients. It's just amazing.
It really is for so many people.
I can't wait to pitch. I can't wait to pitch them. It's just great. Hey, you know what else? We do private lending. So not only can we help you with Adam and his mezzanine lending, we can do senior lending. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're private lenders. We can lend from 150 million to 15 million. I mean, 150,000 to 15 million. Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, Monroe, Orlando, Tampa. My partner has a plane. He loves getting hours, so give me a reason to send the guy out of town so I don't have to listen to him for a day. And, oh, by the way, that guy can make the decision the same day. He'll write the commitment. We'll close within a week, so it's a pretty good deal all in all. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you want to pull some cash out of your real estate. Now's probably the good time because interest rates are going to go up and, you know, the economy is good. So let yourself look good now. Pull a little cash out. Give us a call at 305-773-6300. We promise we'll be responsive and gentle. Why? Because when you call us, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We've been talking about how to save money on your real estate and reduce the cost of your capital when you're buying a deal, which is going to give you an advantage over the people you're competing with. I've got to call somebody right after this because we are in the last.
Could you just be my spokesperson, Jim?
Anyway,
jeez,
this is freaking great stuff. So I am going to call you. Saw right there. And this is tomorrow. Okay. This is tomorrow. This is tonight. But Vivian's doing great. She looks amazing. She was puffy. The puffiness is going down. She's got a little discomfort because the body parts are coming together. They're integrating. Her numbers are terrific. Betty is feeling better. Betty's gone back to work now. We're going to get Betty some more work, too. She's an amazing human being, deserves to be nothing short of canonized, that woman. She's on a direct path to heaven as far as I'm concerned. But Vivian's doing well. I'm going to go home and give her the biggest hug that anybody could possibly give. I'm just so proud of her. And I got to say it. I'll say it. I'm proud of me. What I did was just amazing.
I'm so inspired by you. That's just amazing. What a story. I mean, you inspired so many people with that.
Well, it's thank amazing. You. That's yeah. really maybe why it happened.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to rise to an occasion like that. And the only thing that I can really say about that is that what it really did was it demonstrated how much my wife loves me. Because she had to go to dialysis all that time. See, I'm holding up a Wonder Woman doll right now on Facebook. That's you, baby, Wonder Woman. This is me. I'm Superman. That's me. But you're Wonder Woman. My wife is amazing.
They didn't date. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean,
do they know each other?
Well, they're probably good friends.
They're proximate.
They probably arm wrestle.
They're proximate. They're near each other.
Although they would make a cute couple.
Careful with those motions.
If you're on Facebook.
Yeah, but the fab was actually off Facebook.
Avert your eyes.
That was off Facebook. I don't think that people are going to get really... Well, I guess it is kind of like claymation, isn't it? Anyway, Vivian's amazing. She's doing great. She's fitting into clothes that she hasn't been able to wear in years. I got to tell you, she looks hot. I'm very excited. Well, I guess I can't say that. But she's a beautiful human being. I love her very much. She's coming back, and now her brain is in a place where she's starting to be able to really help me and add value. She gets home. She cooks me delicious dinner. I make sure that all of her medicines are right. I have two big jobs now. My big jobs now are making sure her medicines are laid out for her every day and collecting and measuring her urine. That's right. But I do wash my hands afterwards, and she's a machine. All those, she could take over for the pumps that are out here by the airport to get rid of the water afterwards. That Betty gave her a kidney that's the most amazing kidney on the face of the earth. And we're full of love about it. And that's why what we do here on the show is we try to give out the positive energy. We try to give out the love. We try to make you feel good. I know the traffic really, I'm going to say a bad word, Wanda, be careful, sucks. Is that okay? We'll find out.
Do we have a sound effect for that?
We'll find out.
No, we just have a dump button.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. The traffic is the dump button. But everybody needs to relax. The person that cut you off, that person's just got a problem, and you got to let them deal with it. Thank God it wasn't me.
So true.
It is. You know, and the other thing is that it really gets scary out there now because a lot of people, you got to realize that when you're beeping somebody, you don't know who you're beeping and where their head is at. And I got to tell you a secret. Make sure you leave a little bit of space between you and the other car when you're pulling up to these traffic lights, because there's things that happen when people are in that traffic that you don't even know.
Yeah.
So it's really, really a bad time to be super aggressive. Better let people get along and be good and having a relaxed day out there. I want to thank Adam Lipkin for coming in. Adam, you're
thank
the C-Pace
so
guy, aren't you?
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah. Now, we can find you on LinkedIn under Adam Lipkin.
You got it.
All right. That's awesome. The C-Pace guy.
The C-Pace guy.
I'm going to tell all my friends. You got to
tell the world.
You got to send me like an email that I can send and give me like a dial in that identifies that it was for me. I can't wait to promote this. This is just amazing stuff. Yeah. I left my glasses off, so give me a second. I want to thank our sponsors. Like, I don't know who they are, right? Warren Henry. That's right. Larry. I'm going to see Larry and AB and all the rest of the guys. Hopefully Warren will be there tomorrow at Warren Henry Automotive's Lamborghini store up at Griffith and 75. It's going to be a great time. I want to thank the Social Media 305 Johnny. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But I especially want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Oh, yeah, he's on the list already. You can tweet at me, @FreedOnBusiness, @JimFreed, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Robert Pitts will have the show up real soon, probably tomorrow. If you missed the show, it'll be on the webpage, freedonbusiness.com. We don't say www anymore because I always miss one of the W's. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:00 a.m. next Thursday. Why? Because I just love doing this. You know, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and and make it happen the way my friend Adam Lipkin's doing. Found an ID. He's making it happen. High five, wanted. It's yours.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.